Hi, I'm Becky.
Hi, I'm Madison.
We work here at Epic, and we're so excited to introduce this week's Walking Strong podcast with Bill and Billy.
We hope to see you at our tasting room in October.
This is the On the Pony Express podcast, hosted by Billy Embody, brought to you by Epic Estate Wines. Walking Strong on the Pony Express, a weekly segment with SMU alum, owner, vintner of Epic Estate Wines, Bill Armstrong. Epic Estate Wines, world-class wines from Paso Robles Wine Country. Learn more, Epic, E-P-O-C-H, epicwines.com. And now your host.
And now your host, Billy Embody.
One, two, three, here we go.
Welcome into another edition of Walking Strong with Bill Armstrong. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. SMU Nevada kicks off week zero, kicks off our 2024 season, Bill. It's finally here.
I am so psyched. I've been waiting for this for quite a while. We are going to have a blast this season, and we're finally in the ACC, and I am just incredibly pumped. So, let's talk about our wine for the week. Our wine against Nevada, against the Wolfpack, is our white wine, Epic. I'm trying to get in the camera there. You guys will love it. It's a nice blend of Grenache Blanc and a little bit of Viognier. And it's a terrific white wine. And it'll be perfect weather for the Wolfpack in Reno. Biggest little town in America, is that what they call it? Some version of that.
Yeah.
So I've never been to Reno. So I'm gonna fly up there on Saturday, and it should be really fun. By the way, I'm filming this in my barrel room at the tasting room at our winery, and I am freaking freezing, Mr. Biggles. I've been in here for the last hour filming that podcast with Drew Bledsoe, and it's like 55 degrees in here, and I feel like I'm just like, anyway, so, but this is an incredible little barrel room because it was built in like 1880, and you can see the Pony Express case standing on the picture behind me, and really hoping that some of Mustang Nation can make it here for the Stanford weekend, because this is where y'all will see, and you're going to love it. So really spectacular. Okay, let's talk about Nevada.
Yep.
So, week zero, we're playing against a team I don't know that much about. They're in a Mountain West Conference.
No one really knows too much about them because they've got a first-year coach in Jeff Choate, who came over from Texas where he was a defensive coordinator, but he had a lot of success at Montana State. They've got a lot of transfers. They've got some newcomers, but they're going to start their quarterback, who did not play well for them last year, Brendan Lewis. He's going to be at quarterback. Their transfer quarterback is hurt. So some uncertainty about what we're going to see schematically from the Wolfpack, but the Mustangs should be able to take care of business in this one based on what you and I have seen in practice. And they'll eventually, I think, be a good team with Jeff Choate, but after your back-to-back, I think 3-9 seasons, it's a big rebuild over there in Reno.
Yeah, I get it. And that happens. College football is in such a turmoil. I mean, there's so many things that are happening this year. I really recommend that people on this podcast watch what we just did with Drew Bledsoe, because it was hysterical. He didn't even know the names of the teams that are in the Big 12. It's so different nowadays. But I know that we're going to be ready. Rhett's going to have us ready. I think it's an interesting, not surprising, but interesting pick that Preston's going to be the starting quarterback. That's been a really fun quarterback battle, because KJ's been great, Preston's been great, and I bet they both get a lot of time against Nevada. And so that'll be good. Obviously, I think what, at least in my mind, all my eyes are going to be on the defense, because I just think we potentially have a chance to be a spectacular defense compared to what normally we have. I think we're going to rack up points galore. But the question is how well are we going to be able to stop things? And I think our defense up front is really good, and we're strong at safety, and linebacker's better than it's been in a really long time. So Simons has done a terrific job of building this defense up.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And just talking with Kobe Wilson and some of the other defenders earlier today at practice before we filmed, there's a confidence level that's just different with them. You know, they had a lot of new faces last year. They have a lot of new faces this year. But they have so many of those returning vets that are going to really be able to take the ball and run with it a little bit more so this year, just right off the bat, I feel like. So, look, Preston Stone, Kevin Jennings, I don't think it matters who plays at quarterback for SMU against Nevada. I think they're going to roll big in this season opening game.
I do. Let's make a pick. I'm going to make my pick. Always on the road, you never know. Always at school, you don't know what you're playing. But I'm going to say SMU by 30.
Yeah, that would be a cover. So good teams win, great teams cover. And that is what SMU is hoping to do.
What's the spread? What's the spread?
Last I saw, it was at 27 and a half. I will look right now. I have, yeah, now it's 24 and a half from what I see. So maybe a little bit of movement there. But look, I mean, SMU, it's not an insane altitude level. I think SMU, it took them a couple drives against Louisiana Tech to get rolling in last year's season opener, but this team's more mature. They should be ready to go. I think we see them roll something like 45-3. It's a really
You're going 42 points.
Yeah, I could see maybe a garbage time touchdown. It feels like that drives Scott Simons nuts, and it happens here and there to them. So, you know, you can't really fault it if they've got the backups rolling in too much. But this defense is going to be really good this year. And I think people, even based on last year's defense, they were really good. I think there's almost a little bit of underestimating of this year's defense.
I love it. Well, listen, let's roll, baby. And let's come on, ponies. Here we go. Week one of it could be a really, really spectacular season. So thanks, Billy, for this podcast. And I will not see you in Nevada. You're not going to be there, but I will cheer him on. I'll be on the sidelines. And if they need me to go in, I still got eligibility.
Well, the great thing is we finally have actual games to talk about next week. I don't know about you. I can't be more excited about this season to finally get it rolling.
I know. It's really, really going to be fun. And we got a great home schedule. And so it's just going to be terrific. So I will see you soon, and we'll do another one of these next week.
Yeah. And a reminder, guys, it's going to be a great football season. So be sure to check out the Pony Express case. Go to epicwines.com/pony. You can get it. They're shipping early next month. So you'll finally be able to enjoy it as well. And it is just a terrific case. So check it out and use code PONY for free shipping on anything from epicwines.com. Bill, love seeing you in the barrel room. Can't wait to be there with you for that Stanford weekend and have a blast doing that. And we will see you and talk to you next week. We'll have real games to digest and talk about. So hope everyone enjoys SMU Nevada. And thanks for listening to this edition of the Walking Strong podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Becky.
Hi, I'm Madison.
I'm sorry. I got confused.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Becky.
Hi, I'm Madison.
We work here at Epic. We hope to see you. Oh, see, I did it again. I give up. Madison, call you. Got
it. Okay. It makes the blooper highlights.
Tasting room in October.
Wait. You put like, what was that, Billy?
Thanks for listening to the On the Pony Express podcast with Billy Embody.
Follow us on your socials on X at SMU on 3 and on Instagram at On3SMU.
And keep it locked to OnThePonyExpress.com for more coverage.